In this session, we are looking at four common speech problems men often struggle with around women: silence, swagger, overtalking, and approval chasing. These patterns may look different on the surface, but they usually come from the same place: inner instability. They are ways men lose their voice around women. Let's begin with silence. Healthy silence comes from peace and listening, but fear-based silence is different. This is the man who goes blank, says very little, avoids direct speech, and leaves the other person carrying the conversation. He may think he is being respectful, but often he is hiding. A man who disappears in conversation is not yet using his voice well. Then there is swagger. Swagger is false strength. A man becomes overly animated, opinionated, or performative to appear confident. He may interrupt, exaggerate, or project certainty he does not actually feel. Swagger can look strong, but underneath it is often insecurity. Then there is overtalking. This is very common. A man feels nervous, so he fills every silence with words. He explains too much, tells too many stories, or keeps trying to maintain energy in the interaction because he does not trust simple presence. Overtalking often reveals a man trying to manage a woman's impression of him in real time. And finally, approval chasing. Approval chasing can be subtle. A man adjusts his opinions to gain acceptance, laughs too quickly, compliments too much, or avoids disagreement because he fears tension. He becomes the version of himself he thinks will get the best reaction. But a man without truthful speech will not build healthy relationships. Women are not emotional fuel, sexual trophies, or threats. They are image bearers. That means your speech around women should not be driven by a need to extract validation, reassurance, attention, or ego support. So what helps instead? First, identify your pattern. Is it silence, swagger, overtalking, or approval chasing? Some men move between several of them. Second, practice direct speech. Use simple and honest sentences. Focus more on clarity than impressiveness. Third, allow pauses. Silence is not always dangerous. A confident man does not need to control every moment. Fourth, pay attention to tone. Tone can become manipulative, overly dominant, falsely playful, or overly weak. Healthy tone matches the moment instead of insecurity. Fifth, stop letting women's reactions control your speech. Whether a woman is warm, attractive, confident, neutral, or disagreeing with you, stay grounded. Here are some healthier examples. Instead of silence, that's a good question. Here's what I think. Instead of swagger, I do have a perspective on that, but I'm still thinking it through. Instead of overtalking, yes, I've seen that too. Instead of approval chasing, I understand your point, though I see it a little differently. That last example matters. Many men lose their voice around women because they avoid honest disagreement. But truthful masculinity is not domination, and it is not self-erasure. It is steady honesty. What not to do: do not disappear and call it niceness. Do not dominate and call it leadership. Do not ramble and call it connection. Do not fish for approval and call it kindness. Do not shapeshift to fit every woman's preferences. Do not let attraction make you verbally sloppy. Do not pretend to be stronger or weaker than you really are. Do not confuse attention with respect. Do not confuse performance with presence. Colossians 3:12 says, "Put on, therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, a heart of compassion, kindness, lowliness, humility, and perseverance." That kind of inner character shapes outer speech. It makes a man calmer, clearer, less defensive, and less performative. An organic Christian man learns to use his voice as part of his witness. He does not vanish around women, and he does not put on a show. He learns how to speak with clarity, warmth, and strength as a man at peace.